Well, back at home, we've reported on the overwhelming number of fatal overdoses across the country from heroin and other opiates. Many of Washington State's addiction hotspots are in small towns where options for treatment in a rehab facility are few. There is an alternative treatment, but finding doctors who embrace it has been a challenge. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
For Jordan Muhammad, the last 8 years have been a blur of addiction and recovery.
I got bit by a dog when I was younger, and the doctors started me on some pain medication and then just cut me off.
Pills eventually gave way to heroin. At 25, Muhammad says he's known 19 people who have died of overdoses, just in his hometown of Longview. Population 36,000. Both his parents and his sister are recovering from opioid problems that started with prescriptions for chronic pain. To get clean, Jordan's tried 12-step groups and methadone. But a growing body of research suggests a drug called Suboxone offers him the best chance at a stable recovery. Suboxone satisfies cravings by bonding to the brain's opioid receptors, but it doesn't provide the same high as other opioids, which makes it difficult to abuse. But here's the catch.
Like, you have to either have good insurance, somebody helping you, or, you know, some miracle in your life to find a doctor that can get you on Suboxone.
Medicaid coverage for Suboxone varies widely state by state, and many clinics offering the drug only accept private insurance. Without insurance, Suboxone treatment can cost up to $800 a month. Unlike methadone, Suboxone is usually prescribed by family doctors, but just a tiny fraction of them choose to do so. In parts of the Northwest, there's just one prescriber serving several counties. Muhammad's father, John, says his doctor prescribed an increasing number of opiate painkillers over the years. At last count, he was taking 9 pills a day. But when it came to Suboxone, his doctor told him,
"Well, you're going to have to find that by yourself." And he wasn't rude about it, mean about it, but he knows there's nobody there.
And that's why the Muhammads have to travel 75 miles to get their medicine.
How are you, Jordan? Huh? Good to see you.
I'm decent.
Dr. Lucinda Grandy greets Jordan at her practice outside Olympia. She's a family practitioner, and many of her patients travel more than an hour to see her. They come, Grandy says, because many of her peers are reluctant to take on recovering addicts as patients.
There's a common perception that people who have addiction problems are needy and they're demanding, and it kind of like burns you out to always be trying to help them.
Liza Hutchinson co-authored a University of Washington study on the reasons many doctors choose not to prescribe Suboxone. One problem, she says, is training. Just a generation ago,
there usually was not a formalized curriculum around addiction, either in medical school training or in residency programs.
Hutchinson says even when doctors do go through the training required to prescribe Suboxone, they often meet resistance from staff and administrators.
Oftentimes, kind of, that was where things would often stop for physicians. If they kind of run into those barriers, there's just not enough extra time to work on overcoming them.
Prescribing Suboxone requires special permission from the DEA. There is also urine testing and scheduling time for counseling.
So right now, the state that you're in, when was the last time you used heroin? Are you in withdrawal?
Saturday.
Now?
Back at Dr. Grandy's office, it's clear that the 2 months since Muhammad's last visit have been, well, let's say hectic. He got in a fight and spent 2 weeks in jail, which nearly cost him his construction job. Then he missed an appointment because he couldn't get a ride here. He's been buying Suboxone pills off the street to avoid the vomiting and aches that come with heroin withdrawal.
I'll buy like one or two, and I have to stretch that one or two as long as possible.
Just a few days before his appointment, Muhammad couldn't find any Suboxone. He ended up using heroin instead. But Dr. Grandy says even a relapse shows the need for treatment other than abstinence.
A lot of people feel like they should have the willpower and that they should just be able to do it and they're going to power through it. And it's just impossibly hard for most people. I'm giving you 37 films that should last you 15 days.
Yeah.
Research shows addiction can change the wiring in your brain. Most Suboxone patients will need to take a small dose for years on end. In some cases, forever. But after years in thrall to opioids, the Muhammad family says Suboxone has made them feel normal again. They just wish it wasn't so difficult to get a prescription. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.